Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. I am Namita Thakkar, and today I'm excited to welcome Mehreen Omar, the co-founder of Supper Club, to our podcast. With over 15 years of experience in marketing and sales, Mehreen has steered businesses towards multi-million dollar success. Beyond her corporate endeavors, she embraces the profound responsibility of raising three children. Skillfully balancing the demands of motherhood and entrepreneurship, Mehreen's journey is as inspiring as it is remarkable. Mehreen, welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Namita. Thank you for having me.
To start off, Mehreen, just tell us a bit about yourself, your background, your journey.
Well, I, as Namita introduced, Mehreen Omar, I'm the co-founder for Supper Club Middle East, which is a luxury culinary and lifestyle membership platform. We've just recently expanded to KSA, Qatar, Kuwait, and Bahrain, and we started, of course, in our lovely Dubai. Besides that, I am a mother of three. I've been in UAE for 17 years now, and UAE is my home. Prior to jumping into the life of an entrepreneur, I've got experience in FMCGs, banking, IT, and, you know, the financial world.
So Mehreen, from the successful career into marketing and sales, what really inspired you to co-founding Supper Club?
I was working in the corporate world for what, almost 17, 18 years. But it was actually the need that Mona and I saw in the market. And what was the need? The need was everybody wants to have exceptional experiences. Everybody wants to go out and eat at fancy restaurants. But at the same time, I mean, who doesn't want to save 50, 60, 30% of their total bill? There are these conversations that people have which become really awkward. So there are industry giants in the market at the moment where if you want to redeem an offer, you need to either show a voucher or take out your phone or enter a code to it. And then we realized very quickly that, you know, not everybody wants to do that. I know this sounds very cliche, but to say there was a gap in the market and we identified that and we went for it, but that truly is what happened. And to give you an example, so when we were creating Supper Club, I've been in UAE for a while and I would use other discount platforms. And when we would go out, my husband Omar would be like, Mehreen, I'd rather spend that 200 dirhams or that 300 dirhams, but please don't take out a voucher. We have to enter a code and then we'll have this awkward conversation with the server. And you know, there are people out there. It's not like he doesn't like saving money, but doesn't want to sit there 10 minutes having a question saying, please, is it valid or is it not valid? And I think it is. And we were like, okay, you know, there is a gap in the market where we need to set up a platform for luxury dining for the five-star hotel industry where redemption is as seamless as possible. I can walk in and just say, hi, I'm Mehreen. I made a booking via Supper Club. I will have an exceptional experience. I will enjoy my dinner. And when the bill is presented to me, the discount is automatically there. That is where Supper Club came from.
Brilliant concept, I must say. And just for our listeners, if you can tell them, how does it actually work? And if you can share your one personal favorite experiences that Supper Club offers.
From a marketing aspect, Supper Club is a luxury and culinary lifestyle membership platform. In simple terms, it's basically a fantastic membership where you get discounts at five-star hotels across the region. For unlimited people, you get unlimited discounts. It'd be a group of 5 or 10 or 50. Everybody gets the same discount. Beauty of Supper Club is that it's discreet. Nobody needs to know on the table next to you that you're getting a 50% discount. All you do is you book it directly from the platform when you arrive. So what's your favorite cuisine? Give me an example.
Let's say Pan Asian.
Okay, so say, for example, you want to go to Tong Thai, which is in JW Marriott. It's one of my favorite places. You arrive there, all you say, hi, I'm Namita. I made a booking via Supper Club. You enjoy your meal with your family. And when the bill is presented, the discount is automatically there. That is how Supper Club works. That is how easy it is. It's extremely seamless. I mean, of course, I would be biased and say it's awesome. I truly encourage your listeners to actually try it out and have a go yourself.
And are there any conditions? Basically, I know you did mention that there is for unlimited people. So even if you're a group of, say, 5 or 10, it will still be valid. But say, for instance, in a day, we have to use it for lunch and dinner. Is that something that we can do it through Supper Club?
Absolutely. When we were creating Supper Club, we actually obviously went to market and we saw what are the terms and conditions that other potential competitors have. And we've actually stripped all the conditions that they had. So again, unlimited redemptions, as people call it. Want to use it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Go ahead, enjoy the discounts.
Like you rightly mentioned right now that you did your own bit of research, and of course your background did help in ideating or realizing there is a gap in the market. Just based on your previous experiences, you know, could you just delve into how those experiences influenced your approach to merging this unique or exceptional experience with great deals at Supper Club?
Well, it did influence me in two folds. Positive side, where of course, you know, you go through the corporate grind and you learn how to work in bigger teams and you learn how to manage teams. That did really help me, because now we manage a team across different regions. Flip side to it is actually what not to do. When you're working for a multinational, you realize that how difficult it is to pivot. If you have an idea and you want to launch it to market, you just can't get up tomorrow and come up with a plan, look at launching it in 2 weeks. There has so many steps. So at Supper Club, we actually pride ourselves in making sure that we are adaptable, like literally every vertical in the business. I don't know if you're aware, but when we launched Supper Club, the concept and the model was different. And we went to market and our hotel partners loved it because it, you know, luxury, and we actually created a culinary currency. It was a little difficult from a consumer standpoint, and we realized that the marketing around it and to make it seamless was proving difficult. So we literally went back to the drawing board and came up with the model that now is available for everyone.
And that's the only way to not just survive, but thrive, right? Like, you have to be adaptable. You have to keep up with the way times are changing, with the trends, not just that, but also based on your feedback, basically, from customers. The other thing very important, you know, that is key in the startup world is innovation. So how do you stay ahead of market trends and continuously innovate?
We need to be informed about industry developments. We have to be. If we're not, then, like you mentioned, we are left behind. So we're constantly looking at companies, not only locally, looking at market trends, but also globally. We gather feedback from our members. That is extremely important for us, because for us, members are kings. We are constantly refining our offers, evolving. And internally, we are always, always encouraging our team from a creativity and experimentation point of view. And, you know, we are going back to the adaptability aspect. We are constantly looking at experimenting. Something that might have even started off in, say, Australia, we want to launch that version or that feature here in UAE. We actually go ahead and we do it on a small group of members, and we see how that works. And if it's a success, then we implement it across everyone. So pivoting based on not only external but internal factors.
Also, Merin, we know you are passionate about giving back to the community, particularly in improving children's access to education and healthcare. Now, how does this passion reflect in Supper Club's ethos or initiatives?
You know, as entrepreneurs, Mona and I both are very passionate about not only building a successful business, but also using our resources and influence to have a positive impact across regions. I mean, considering what's happening in the region, Gaza, already done a couple of campaigns with a few local NGOs. We're constantly exploring partnerships from other NGOs, charities, aiming at improving children's access to maybe food, education, maybe, you know, anything for the less privileged background. Because it is important, because the more you give, the more you get. That's the kind of thing. I mean, no one ever got poor by giving.
No, absolutely. You're right. I think that's one thing that each and every human being currently needs to think about. Empathy and kindness is what we need at the moment. So well done on that front. Also, Merin, you managed to balance a demanding career with being a mother of three. Now, I have one son and I know how difficult that can be. But with three and with this demanding career, how are you able to manage this balance? And how does it influence your business decisions being a mother?
I would love to sit here and say, you know what, I have the secret, an amazingly balanced life where work is 9 to 5. But the truth is, the scales tip heavily towards work most of the time. You need to have a strong support system. My husband, my partner, is extremely, extremely supportive. And I would want to say the same thing for Mona's husband, Ali. We are lucky that we have an amazing support system, both in terms of our husbands. We also have nannies who help us when we can't be there and when our husband will be there. And that has to be said. I think where we are lucky, but honest answer, it's tough to manage in terms of influencing our business decisions. I mean, we are a luxury culinary culinary and lifestyle membership platform, but we also include a lot of kiddie offers. We add our five-star hotels. We have a lot of offers for kids' birthday parties as well. It's something when we were developing it, we were like, okay, you know what? We want the fancy restaurants, etc. But you know, what about this? Enjoy like a pool party at, say, Rosewood Abu Dhabi. Why not? When we can, we take our kids to our meetings. So yeah, we want to include them as much as possible.
I think the term super mom has just been so pressurizing for most mothers. Why would any mother shy away from saying that, yeah, we do need a strong support system? I mean, that's how we can manage everything, right? It's not going to be easy. So now, what's next for Supper Club? What's next for Mary?
So what's next for Supper Club is we, in last quarter of 2023, launched in a few other countries in GCC. We are going to go deeper in those markets, namely Qatar, Kuwait, KSA, and Bahrain. The sky is the limit. I mean, we've got a growing team. My team is fantastic. We have all but one male in the team, 13 women strong here. It's really exciting for us. And yeah, time will tell.
Absolutely, Marine. Okay, so with that, we have come to a very exciting segment of our show. It's our version of the game show Rapid Fire. I'm going to ask you some questions, and as the name suggests, whatever comes first in your mind, please. You have to be super rapid with this. Are you ready?
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Give us a quick productivity hack, Marine.
Delegate.
Awesome. Couldn't agree more. Weekends in or weekends out?
Ooh, tough. One day in and one day out.
If you could have dinner with any one person in the world, who would it be?
Elon Musk.
Oh, well chosen. Okay. What's your business mantra?
There's no substitute for hard work. And if you fail, you restart from experience, not from scratch.
Well done, Marine. That was super rapid.
Thank you.
And now, before we wrap up, I would like to ask you about your green pill moment. So, if you could take the green pill and start over, would you go about things differently?
I truly believe that where you are today is because of all the decisions that you've made. Having said that, I think I would delegate responsibilities more effectively. As entrepreneurs, it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to do everything ourselves. One has to learn to trust and empower others, which is essential for sustainable growth. And I feel like if we had delegated tasks and built a stronger team sooner, we could have possibly had more of a work-life balance, maybe accelerated our progress even more. But I think that's one key thing that I would say.
No, absolutely. And I think a very important message there as well, not just in entrepreneurship, but I guess in general, I don't know why it takes a lot of time for many people to just delegate, and it's viewed differently probably by the time we understand that delegation does not mean that, you know, you are unable to do it yourself. It just means, like you said, more productivity and being more result focused and result oriented when it comes to achieving your objectives and goals. So well said there. And yeah, I think that's one message and that's one takeaway for our listeners as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the podcast today, Marine. And I'm sure your story will speak to our audience, encouraging them to make their move if they haven't already. Before we say goodbye, can you tell our listeners where they can find and follow you?
You can go to the website supperclubme.com, or you can go on Insta and look at Supper Club Middle East. I hope you guys sign up. If you have any questions, we have a fantastic customer service and concierge service as well. Go ahead, enjoy some fabulous meals or beach access or pool access, and enjoy your weekends.
Thank you, Marine. We're going to put this in our show notes as well. So thank you again for joining us today, and we wish you all the very best for a very bright future ahead.
Thank you so much, Namita. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.